Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And first, coach, congratulations on you not only getting your first career head coaching win, but congratulations to the Bulldoggers picking up their first win of the year, the first time they beat Nowana in 3 years, and right in their own backyard. And it really tasted a good feeling for that team and along with you guys.
Yes, sir. First off, thank you for that. Congratulations. You know, obviously our kids did what they were coached to do. You know, they bought into the physical aspect, but also bought into the mental part. You know, we talked about all week how mental toughness was going to play a key role in this game. And even when we got down at times, they displayed some great mental toughness. They believed in themselves. They believed in the coaching staff. And just a huge win for those kids, as you said, hadn't beat no one in a while. And especially those seniors, is a great win for them. Also a great win for the program as far as letting the kids know, hey, you know, you buy into the process, good things are going to happen. Now, I'm also proud, you know, for our community. I wanted to, not only was it a good win for me, first win as a head coach, but I wanted our community to feel good about what we're doing with the football program.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought there was a great crowd last Friday against Nowata. But I also thought there were a lot of momentum changes in that game. Dewey had a 14-0 lead. A pass interference call early that second quarter gave a momentum to Nowata. They scored 22 unanswered to take a halftime lead. But then Dewey comes back, ties it up, takes the lead. Another momentum change until the end of the game. And I thought the defense played better than they did against Adair.
Yes, definitely played better than we did against Adair. You know, the points can tell you that. But I was really proud of where our defensive team. We didn't run a lot of calls, so I was really proud of them just getting able to lined up, play effort defense, fly the football. And, you know, at the end of the game, I think that's what won us the game, is we were physically more dominant than they were. We were in better shape than they were. And our kids just kept flying the football, kept delivering big hits. And at the end, I got five guys flying the football, get a big hit on them, and end up fumbling the ball through the end zone, which in return won us the game. So I was overly impressed with our defense. We still got some little things to fix. You know, our tackling still needs to get a little better, especially our open field tackling. But the thing we harped the most on defense is pursuit and effort and all that. That showed up every play, even when there was some momentum changes and a kid could easily, you know, lay down or quit and not face adversity. So I felt like our defense rose up all night in all situations.
Well, I thought that the offense for Nowata did extremely well. I think Jonathan Blackman had five catches, and of those five catches, three of those were touchdowns. So I was glad to see that connection with Jonathan Blackman. And also, I thought he played very physical against Nowata the other night.
Yes, on that last play I was talking about, you know, he's one of the main guys flying in there and delivering a big hit, which, you know, got the ball knocked out of the running back's hand. But like you said, he also did a great job offensively. You know, he didn't leave the field all night. I mean, he didn't play one series on defense. But other than that, he played every snap of offense and every snap of defense. Never got tired, never complained about anything. You know, did his job every snap on defense. And at the same time, he goes to the offense and he's catching, you know, post routes and verticals for 50, 40, 30, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, but making big plays, you know, especially our last touchdown, he made a huge play in the end zone for us to make it, you know, help us seal the deal. And every week, JB, and that's what we call him, JB, every week he's gotten better, offensively and defensively, and I can't wait to see what the rest of the season holds for him.
Well, you got to forgive. A win's a win for against Nowana. Now the focus is against Pawhuska. The Huskies are 1-0. They come in with a loss last Friday at Morrison. But this is, I think, a dangerous Pawhuska Huskies ball club. Always in the past has been their speed. And again this year, they have a lot of speedsters on that club.
Yes, they have some receivers that can run, some tailbacks that can run. You know, we're not overlooking these guys whatsoever. It's big, you know, it's another town that's close, another good rival that's right down the road from us. And we know that, you know, Nowata was a great win, but that's in the past now. So, you know, since the practice today, all we've talked about is what we got to do against Pawhuska. And, you know, and the game plan, obviously, is centered around stopping their speed, stopping their tailback, stopping the receiver they have, number two, who's really fast as well. So, you know, I look forward to seeing our kids, how they respond, especially after coming off a big win against Nowata, and make sure that they are mentally still locked in as far as what we need to do this week, and know that this game is just not going to be given to us, that we have to go out and do our job and then fight hard and win another close game if it gets close.
First couple of weeks, the offense have done what they're capable of doing, moving the ball and scoring. But again, that defense, as you mentioned just a little while ago, got to concentrate on that tackling if you want to stop their speed.
Exactly. One thing we can improve on is our open field tackling. And that's, you know, if one of those receivers or one of those tailbacks from Ballhusker, if he gets out in space and it's a one-on-one tackle, we're going to have to make the play. You know, that's one thing we're harping on this week defensively is we have to improve our open field tackling. So we're doing some little things at practice, some things that if you don't do it, you're going to get some punishment. You know, if you do it, you're going to get rewarded. So, you know, we got to be each week we have to get better on defense as far as our open field tackling. You know, as far as what we're going to do defensively, I feel like we have a great game plan to kind of mess with Paul's speed. And so I'm just excited to get the kids out there and cut them loose.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you against Pawhuska.
Thank you. It's a pleasure as always.